Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a time when you could smoke on the bus, when having a child out of wedlock was scandalous, when tattoos were regarded as a bit dodgy, and when smacking a child really didn't do them any harm. Times change, of course, though it often feels that the rate of change is speeding up and it's hard to keep up. News Talk's A Jew, a Black Man and a Paddy Walk Into a Bar correspondent, Henry McKean, has been out unearthing the things that kids used to do but aren't allowed anymore. Afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, Sean, I was reading an Enid Blyton book to my son the other night and the granny was slapping the child. And I think it was just, that was just normal. It was just acceptable. And now you cannot raise a hand, which I understand the reasons for that. I think it's for the best. And even the threat of violence is wrong. You just have to send them to the naughty corner. But yeah, we're talking about all those things that have changed. I'm showing my age here. Like, for example, something as simple as 24-hour photo or even longer. I miss that. I really miss the 24-hour photo. I remember going out to the 24-hour photo and be quite excited. I'd come back, you know, a day later, and the dodgy photos would be at the top of the pile. There'd always be a few dodgy photos because they'd try and embarrass you and they would say, are these your photos? You'd have to check. I miss the whole development and the waiting and stuff like that. And I'm going to, you know, I don't really miss the internet dial-up and having to wait ages. You might never get a connection. And even when News Talk went nationwide and you would send me to, you know, rural Ireland, and sometimes the report would land and sometimes it wouldn't. Because it sometimes...
I
remember in Tralee, the whole of the internet went down on the whole of the town and that was it. You just had me on the phone. Yeah. You just couldn't send the material. Yeah. So like stuff like that. And as you said, smoking on planes and hospitals.
Now it was the back of the plane, now in fairness. So the people up the front would be perfectly fine.
So the smoke just travelled. I thought it was just everywhere.
That was hilarious, that was.
And you know, and everything just smelt like Spain, no offence to Spain, but it has that kind of, still has that thick smell of smoke sometimes. Because, you know, they love a Marlboro Red out there or something strong. but unsupervised when it comes to children, and they can just wander around.
That is the thing. You can't go to play anymore.
Well, not really, no. And you know, no mobiles, no way of contacting each other. The golden pages, or in America or Australia or the UK, the yellow pages, all gone. But we're going to start with the embarrassment that Gen Zs feel about asking for directions.
When you ask for directions to somewhere, or when you want to find somewhere, you'd normally ask a person in the street where you would have asked years ago, said, do you know the way to such and such a place? Kids don't even do that. They don't
say take a left and then go straight up and then
take
a right.
No. They don't actually ask another person. They won't ask for directions in a shop. They just automatically go to Google Maps. They don't actually ask a person.
They just go straight to the sat nav inside their phone.
Yeah, they never ask. They never think of going in and asking for directions. It's just number, whatever, you know.
So they lose that connection that you might make with someone by asking for directions.
If you ask a direction, someone will tell you if they know the area or they know the area. But kids will never do that. They'll automatically go to a phone. They will never ask a person.
And do you miss that about the past, the fact that we've lost all these things and the new generation, perhaps, they've lost so much they don't even realise it?
They don't realise. They never knew it in the first place. You know, if I say to the busman, getting off the bus in front of my daughter, thanks very much to the busman. My daughter's like, I think that's mortifying.
Really? She wouldn't say thank you to the bus driver or bus lady?
No, because they don't even think about it. You know, they just don't think about it. It's like, it's not something you do. It's a custom they didn't learn.
You're all teenagers. Do any of you have a landline in the house?
No.
I used to.
My grandparents do.
Your grandparents do? And do you know how to use it?
No.
And do you know what the golden pages is?
It's no. Like the telephone book that like everyone has.
It's kind of the, because you had, well, that's the director inquiries book, and then you have the
golden
pages.
It was in
golden pages.
Alphabetical order. You used to have to like swipe on the page, I think, was it?
Well, you turned the page. What was the golden pages? Anyone?
It was like if you needed a contact, say like a GP or say like the local doctor.
Yeah, it was kind of what Google became. Any number, anything. If you wanted a conservatory,
yeah.
I don't know.
Remember
lots of
like
conservatory
a
pages. A builder. It was all there. And that's one of the reasons why we still have A1 skips. So it would be at the top of the list. There's a lot of A's out there. And airport as well. Airport school of motoring, because it was A. So stuff like that, that went way over your heads.
Yeah.
And are you allowed out? Obviously, you're in town at the moment. Are you allowed out unsupervised, or, you know, do you have that freedom?
Yeah, in the last year or so, I'd say.
Still have curfew, though.
And what time is curfew?
Well, if I'm local, maybe about like 10:30, but say if I'm in town, it's like so maybe 9:10.
Would you ask for directions or would you go inside your phone and look in maps?
Oh, definitely inside my phone.
You wouldn't go, excuse me, I'm sorry, I can't find my way.
No.
How come?
It's much easier on the phone.
Yeah.
Less embarrassing.
Yeah, less embarrassing. Well, I suppose it's probably more accurate as well.
Well, you know exactly where you're going to go. I get it all the time. People ask me for directions and I would tell them and then I'd have to go, I need to check on my phone just to make sure I didn't make that up in my head. Lots of people ask me to go to, is it Conn's Cameras? I think that's what it's called.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of at the back of Brown Thomas near the car park.
That's right, it is,
kind of,
yeah.
I think it's Wicklow Street, but it might not be.
I never know the names. That's I never know the names of those streets that are parallel to Grafton Street.
Yes.
It's always like, you know the one with the thing on it, you know, rather than the name of the street
itself. So I get out the sat nav and go, I got that right. Because you've got to check. You have to check.
Yeah. That's true. And people in the day when you'd ask people for directions, they'd be wrong half the time.
Well, they would.
Or they'd say, I wouldn't start from here.
Like
that kind of thing.
I used to have a TomTom, which was like the original sat-nav, and it didn't have the new... Remember Fianna Fáil built the new roads in 2006?
Yeah.
It didn't have them on it. So it would just say field, and it would start beeping. So I'd get lost and I'd ask people for directions. I'd have to say, how do you get... I could get to the big cities. But
yeah.
Once it's like a sort of townland, I'd be absolutely lost. And that local knowledge was just everything.
Yeah.
Completely, Sean.
A texter says smoking on a plane was great. I was a kid, I used to love it. I'd spend the flight inhaling. Used to feel so relaxed getting off on the other side.
Wow.
God. Get yourself checked out there by a medical professional. It mightn't be so great in, the long term sort of thing.
Bit of passive smoking.
God be with the days where you could smack a newborn baby to make it cry. Well, smoking a cigar in the labour ward to celebrate the birth. That's, But I can remember, though.
Yeah.
There was a smoking section in the rotunda.
Wow.
I can remember seeing a woman
who
had been brought in, because she was overdue, she'd been brought in to induce her birth.
She was given a box of cigarettes.
They would give them cigarettes to induce the birth. They gave them the injection or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But she was in the smoking section having a fag.
Well, I think it's...
Saying, literally, she was like giving out saying, I'm 3 weeks overdue, it's a pain in that. And then all of a sudden, halfway through her cigarette, let out this piercing scream and her waters broke. And
maybe it was the cigarette that helped
then. Maybe it was, I don't know. But it was. It's odd sight in retrospect.
Yeah.
All these pregnant women just about to give birth, smoking.
And it's too late to give up, inside the maternity ward. Maybe they need to give up before or after.
Yeah.
So perhaps we should give them, a little bit of a
wipe off. I mean, it was 20 years ago already, things are obviously different now.
But pregnant ladies still smoke. And I am not here to judge. I just want to say that I'm not here to judge. But I have to bring you on to, modesty. That's all changed. And young people, when it comes to modesty, and that humble brag, so the humble brag is... Mm. When you'd basically say, I'm so proud of myself. I just want to just say to Sean how proud I am.
Yes, yeah.
And it's a really difficult one. You would write something on social media where you're celebrating yourself, but you do it in a sly way. I'm still working at it. But
I don't know why
that's
people
kind
do
of
that.
It's a young thing.
You know what annoys? No, but it's not. You know what annoys me as well is when people put up like some personal news.
Yes.
Which inevitably means, some personal news means after this, I'm going to tell you what a great job I got.
Oh,
I'm tempted to go with some personal news. I have a rash on my backside.
Do you?
No.
Do you want some cream?
No, I'm fine. Okay. I have some cream. I'm sitting quite comfortably. Thank you. Henry is so wrong about 24-hour photos. We decided to skip the cost of a wedding photographer back in the 90s and used a normal camera instead. Dropped the film in a few weeks later to be developed. And when we got our photos back, all the pictures were out of focus. We now have no photos of our wedding, bar two or three our friends took. Well, that's not a fault of the 24-hour photos. That's,
you're
on a crappy camera.
On a wedding photographer. I mean, we got my brother-in-law to take the photos at our wedding.
Yeah.
And we saved, I think, 2,000 or 3,000 euro. And we wanted him to take 5 good photos. And he took 6. And we were happy.
There you go. Mike and Claire says, my son was born in Ennis 39 years ago. The doctor came around to check the babies with a huge cigar in his gob. I grew up in the Dutch village in Clondalkin in the 80s and 90s. Everybody on the street knew everyone. If something happened to any kid, we all knew. where they lived, where who their parents were, and the parents knew too. Today, we're lucky if we speak to our next door neighbours. That's a fair point. That's a big difference, all right. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a fair point. And I did get to speak to Tom Costolo. He's retired. He's had five kids. And he talks about this and also the traditional milkman.
You're a Tipperary man. You've been living in Dublin for how many years?
6 years.
Wow. So you've seen huge changes to Tip.
Massive changes.
And to Dublin.
Yes, massive changes.
And what do you miss about the past? What sort of everyday things that have been lost?
Oh, well, I find that modesty is one of the things that's missing.
So how come we've lost modesty? How come young people would have no issue by saying, I'm proud of myself?
I think it's all down to the internet.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I think it's under... You see, they're on their phones now 24 hours of the day if they could. I see them in shopping centres and they have a phone to their face and I just deliberately stand in front of them. I know I'm not going to hit them, but just to give them a bit of a shock. And they say, oh, sorry.
So you stand in front of them and surprise them. Because they're so engrossed,
you know, they'd run into me. If it had been a wall, they would have crashed into it.
And do you miss going to the airport and just getting on the plane? No taking off the belt and hanging about the place?
Yeah, airport can be a nightmare at times. Yeah, especially if you have a delay, flight delays and that, but... Yeah, things have changed dramatically, all right. I'm getting too old now for...
And did you have a milkman?
I did, yes.
Even though we can still have a milkman if we want
one. I still
have
a milkman.
You do?
We used to use 28 litres a week.
That's a lot of milk.
Yeah, the milkman used to tell me that we should have bought a cow, it would be cheaper.
And why did you have 28
litres
of milk?
I had five children, and milk was very popular in the house.
And how many kids?
Five.
So lots of milk,
yeah,
lots of cereal.
And now we're down to myself, my wife, my son bought a house, so... 4 litres now might do is for three days.
And you still have the milkman?
I still have the milkman.
Why do you like having a milkman?
Oh, it's traditional. It's there for continuing.
And what time does he come at?
I know he'll probably come maybe 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Sometimes at that.
And do you miss the old cream and the old bottles? There was to be the cream on the top.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't, because the jackdaws and the crows used to bore holes in them for me. There were no missing. I didn't miss that, no. You come out in the morning and find all your milk bottles. You could find 2/3 of the milk bottles. I had a lot of milk bottles, and you could find a lot of them had been just picked by the birds and ruined them anyway. But that's
and you would drink it anyway.
Well, no, I wouldn't drink it. No, it would not.
It would go to waste.
We'd have to throw it out. You couldn't take a chance.
Yeah, that's a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a point now where. We all have to go down and queue with that stupid machine to put things back into the machine.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, whereas things like milk containers,
yeah.
whereas we used to get it in glass, which can be
foil.
Endlessly recycled.
Yes, absolutely.
And was the only thing that was wrong with it that jackdaws could get their noses into it. I'm sure it wasn't. It's not beyond the wit of mankind to be able to stick something that's
you get
bird-proof on top of it.
Plastic things on top. Yeah, no,
yeah.
absolutely. And I miss that fresh milk. I used to love to get out there
when
and get the
cream
first
on top
one.
And you could, you know, mix it up.
Oh, yeah. I love the cream. I used to have cornflakes with just the cream. Oh, so good.
Mm. Oh, somebody says, you know what's a mad concept? Babysitters. We never had them growing up. Our parents would just leave us to mind each other when we were kids and we turned out fine. The motto was that if someone came to the house, there was too many of us to take, so they'd just leave. Okay, that's one theory. What age were you, though, when you were left in the house?
They were just left. That's the thing.
Yeah, but it depends how old they were. Yeah,
there might have been like a 12-year-old that could look after the 6-year-old who could look after the 1-year-old. Yeah. Well, that's, I know,
yeah, okay.
Something
that's
like that.
Still a bit of a stretch, though.
Yes.
Okay. So you can still get milk delivered. I live in West Cork and get it delivered every day. And even better, the milkman is a ride. Has the most amazing blue eyes. So are you up like at this time when the milkman comes? You can stare into their beautiful righty eyes. I think there are still in Dublin one or two places that we can get a delivery.
And but you
it's
have
not,
to be
it's
handsome
bottles, though.
To be a milkman. Is that what it's about?
I don't think so. No, I think you just have to be good at delivering milk.
Just that, nothing else. So there's
nothing else really, no.
Secret agenda here, you know, if you have a milkman.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, again, we're going back to the old-fashioned notions. Postman and milkman, you know. Ducking in to say hello. Right, so, yes, who else were you talking to?
Yeah, so we meet lots of people and we chat about, you know, the olden days. Here are stories.
The landline at home or tape cassette. Actually having to wind a tape cassette with a pencil because you wanted to go back or something.
And you'd want it to work and you'd get the pencil in and you'd think that's been lost.
I'm sure no one remembers that anymore. Or the dial-up telephones where you stick your finger in and you pull it around for each number, you know.
Physical writing. Just writing a letter, writing postcards, dropping notes in, you know, things like that.
So when you say dropping a note, putting a little note through the letterbox saying like that, I missed you or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, things like that.
A call round, you weren't in.
Yeah.
Do you think any of the young people do any of that stuff, write an actual physical letter and post it?
I don't think they do. I mean, they're not even calling each other anymore. That's not the thing I used to do.
They don't even knock on the door and say, hello.
Yeah, yeah. How are you doing? You know, I haven't seen you in a while.
And would you cold call, physically knock on the door and say hi without warning?
Yeah, because the people who know me, sure, they know who I am.
And they can either invite you in or not.
Yeah, I don't want to call anybody ever that I know saying, you know, the only time was with, like, you know, repainting and decorating or something. But, you know, otherwise, you know.
Have we lost that?
Yeah, I think we have, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Something as simple as calling into someone, you know,
yeah,
unannounced.
Everybody's very disconnected, you know.
Because you say we're disconnected, but we're connected more than ever, but we're disconnected.
Yeah, only in a kind of virtual way, not physically.
Do you miss having coins in your pocket?
I don't, because I have some.
You still have coins. So he's
but
your
I
coin.
I never have coins, no.
I'm Colin. I'm a coin with an L in the middle.
I see.
But I miss having coins when there's a street musician to donate coins.
Yeah, then the buskers.
Yeah.
And how come you still carry coins?
I need them to pay things.
And you like having the coins in your pocket? You prefer that than using your card or using Revolut or something?
Yes. I find coins very quaint and nice, and I'm very old, so...
And you're sticking to the coins?
I'm sticking to the coin. Really pretty. So you can see on the backside, you can see the harp of the air, and I was on the Isle of Man, you can see the peregrine and the raven.
So you love that,
coins,
you love that
coins
detail.
Coins have information.
You find them pretty?
Yes, I find them very pretty.
There you go, there's a man who likes coins. Were they a couple, the woman who... Because there was a woman there laughing at everything that man said.
I would say, I don't think they sleep together. I mean, just from the
really?
Chemistry.
She seemed to find him hilarious.
But he was
definitely
from...
Definitely a frisson there.
Yeah, he was from Holland and she was from Belgium and obviously they're right beside each other.
Ah, yeah, pretty much
And I think they were on a break here. They were very friendly, but don't think they were sleeping together. But okay. We'll never know.
You'll
unless
know.
They contact the program.
Well, I mean, he's flashing his coins all over the place, you know, so he's impressing her with his big coin collection.
And he must have been in the Isle of Man. He had all sorts of coins. He was quite excited by the currency.
Do you remember they used to get Guinness was supposedly, well, it was an advert. Guinness was good for you. If you went and gave blood, they'd give you Guinness.
Well, this is
afterwards.
It. I think,
and then you fall into the canal.
Like I do love Guinness. I absolutely.
I
love
actually
it.
Know somebody that happened to that when the blood donation. He actually went when it was down on
so
the
he
canal.
Gave blood.
He gave blood. Then he went out and sat on the canal, smoked a cigarette, went completely white, and fell in the canal.
I'd say it was the cigarette, not the Guinness. Or maybe it was the blood.
No, it was the cigarette.
But yeah, no, in Guinness, you know, the thing is, like, my mum drank Guinness before I was born. They were encouraged them to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what you did. You had a glass of Guinness. It helped through the pregnancy. And this is what we thought. Maybe there is some truth. There's iron in it or something. But I did get to meet a publican. I met Don from the Duke pub in the heart of the capital. And I asked him, does he miss the smoke in the pub?
No, I remember when the ban came in, it was immediately, the place was much cleaner, you could smell all the food, and it was a lovely environment. It wasn't, I don't miss it at all.
But you could also smell the old furniture that needed to be replaced.
You could also smell people smoking cigars on the bar and blowing it into your face while you were trying to work.
And it would sting. I mean, that's the thing. I remember being a lounge boy back in 1996, and... Yeah, the smoke would sting your eyes and you just have to take it.
We had a couple of desk fans on the bar and we'd be pointing them at the customers that were smoking over the bar at us. And some of them would get the hint and some wouldn't.
And we used to smoke in hospitals. We used to smoke on planes.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yes. So
you don't miss any of that.
I remember smoking in a cinema back in the day.
You had a cigarette in the cinema?
Yeah. It was a common thing back in the day.
And it was allowed.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And do you think young people don't know how lucky they are? Or are they, in a way, unlucky because they missed out on all of this?
I'd say they probably have their own problems and benefits. I don't know about that. They're as well off without it anyway.
There you go, smoking in the cinema. You wouldn't be able to see anything.
Well,
smoking in the cinema. I can remember when they stopped the ban smoking in pubs, and then kind of realizing that, oh, because there was so much smoke, you wouldn't be able to see the ceiling of most pubs anyway.
No, you couldn't.
But then when there was no smoke in there, you realised the ceiling was pure yellow from all the smoke.
They all had to be renovated after the smoking ban because...
And the stink.
You could smell the sickness. You could smell the old fabric inside the chair or the couch that you could never smell before. You could just smell smoke. But like, do we miss the smoking? Well, lots of people do. But now we've got the big smoking sections and all the people who... meet up and make
actually,
love.
Because fun enough, it's made it actually more fun, not less fun to smoke.
Yeah.
Since they stopped doing that.
It makes it cooler, even though I'll get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
But it made smoking cool again. But like, you know, back to the whole kids and the freedom that we had growing up, how we could just roam the streets or roam the fields. Like I was chatting to a lad yesterday and he lives in a flat complex and he was saying how his son is addicted to the screens. He doesn't really let him out. And he's literally spending around 6 hours a day on the iPad. And, you know, it's very easy for that to happen, especially on a rainy day in Ireland. Those hours can easily, you know, rack up. But, you know, here is a lady discussing this.
I think kids going out on their own and staying out on their own without parents checking up on them every 5 minutes where they are is one thing that I think is terrible.
So you think it's terrible that's gone?
Yeah, we don't have that anymore. Well, not really anyway.
So when you were young, you were allowed to run around in the fields?
Yeah, you were, but you didn't go very far. You were within maybe one or two roads to where you lived.
You've got four kids.
Yeah.
Could they run around like you could growing up, or did you have to have them on a tight leash?
No, I think that we did a lot of play dates and you kept an eye on them and, you know, they were allowed out. They did go out and about. And certainly the eldest had more freedom than the youngest would now. I have a 12-year-old girl. I'd be very reluctant to just let her off if I didn't know where she was going. Certainly not on her own. So things have changed. I wouldn't let her into town on her own anymore.
You wouldn't let her in town?
100%.
You don't think town's safe enough?
No, I just think there's. It's not like it was even 10 years ago.
So there's a bit of an antisocial feel?
Antisocial, and just a lot of people hanging around look like they're up to no good. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I don't know, but I wouldn't feel safe. Maybe Grafton Street is okay, but definitely not down at Connell Street or Henry Street.
And is it a shame that we've lost those behaviours, that freedom for kids to be able to run about and, you know, just find them and then shout, dinner's ready, at the end of the day?
Absolutely, yeah. Sure, that was the whole point of growing up and, you know, not getting lost, but getting up to mischief and just finding out things and just
and
having
making
freedom.
Dens.
And making dens, making plans, you know, without your parents.
Yeah, it's funny though, we think when we were kids we were just having mischief. Mischief is kind of harmless, but... if your own children are getting up to mischief, everyone's very concerned.
It's all changed. I think we do need to give kids a little bit, you know, more wriggle room and let them just roam. We've got to. And if we all slow down in our cars a little bit, it would be safer.
Yeah. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief on News Talk.